G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy. We'll hear one more from the series of Revolutionary Rhythms and Songs of Solidarity, this time featuring Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie was a songwriter, hobo, unionist and anti-fascist. A significant figure in American folk music, his work focused on themes of American socialism and anti-fascism. He frequently performed with the message, "This machine kills fascists," displayed on his guitar. And this is a very recent version of one of his popular songs, "All You Fascists Bound to Lose." It's a great song. It's easy to sing, not too high, not too low. The words are simple, "All you fascists bound to lose." And it's fun to sing together. Easily sung while walking along carrying a banner. All you fascists bound to lose. Well, it will happen. It will happen, listener. They will lose. We just have to keep making them lose. Woody Guthrie wrote a number of songs about the Dust Bowl, including one of his well-known talking blues. The Dust Bowl was a result of a period of severe dust storms that greatly damaged the ecology and agriculture of the North American prairies during the 1930s. This phenomenon was caused by a combination of natural factors, severe drought, and human factors, such as the failure to apply dry land farming methods to prevent wind erosion, and the destruction of the natural topsoil by settlers in the region. The Dust Bowl, of course, has been the subject of many cultural works. John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath, Woody's music, of course, and Dorothea Lange's photographs depicting the conditions of migrants particularly that amazing photo, Immigrant Mother, 1936. I'm sure you've seen it.
I'm a Dust Bowl refugee, just a Dust Bowl refugee. From that Dust Bowl to the Peach Bowl, now that peach fuzz is killing me. Cross the mountains to the sea, come the wife and kids and me. It's a hard old dusty highway for a Dust Bowl refugee. Hard it's always been that way, here today and on our way. Down that mountain, across the desert, just a Dust Bowl refugee. We are ramblers, so they say, we are only here today. Then we travel with the seasons, we're the Dust Bowl refugees. From the Southland and the Droughtland come the wife and kids and me, and this old world is a hard world for a Dust Bowl refugee. Yes, we ramble and we roam, and the highway that's our home, it's a never-ending highway for a Dust Bowl refugee. Yes, we wander and we work in your crops and in your fruit. Like the whirlwinds on the desert, that's the Dust Bowl refugees. I'm a Dust Bowl refugee. I'm a Dust Bowl refugee. And I wonder, will I always be a Dust Bowl refugee?
And here's one of Woody's talking blues. Talking blues is a form of folk music, of country music, and it's characterized by rhythmic speech or near speech, where the melody is free but the rhythm is strict. A talking blues typically consists of a repetitive guitar line which uses a three-chord progression, which, although it's called a blues, is not actually a 12-bar blues. The vocals are sung in a rhythmic flat tone, very near to a speaking voice, and it takes the form of rhyming couplets. And at the end of each verse, which is two couplets, the singer continues to talk, adding a fifth line, which has an irregular, generally unrhymed and unspecified number of bars, often with a pause in the middle of the line, and then it takes up the strict chordal structure again. It's really an interesting format, and easy for you to do at home. Kiddies, you can do this at home. As long as you remember that the lyrics to Talking Blues have a dry rural humour.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called it heaven. Prices up and rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids, took it easy. The rain it quit and the wind got high and the black old dust storms filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I filled it full of this gas I lean and started drift into California. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping. I was bouncing up and down like popcorn a popping, had a breakdown. Sort of a nervous bust down of the mechanism there, some kind of engine trouble. His way up yonder on the mountain road, I wasn't feeling so very good, and I give this rolling forward a shove, and I was gonna coast as far as I could. Commenced rolling, picking up speed, and there was a hairpin turn, and I couldn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. The old Los Angeles broke, so that gum hungry we thought we'd choke, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife cooked up a tater stew. Fed the kids a big bait of it, but that was mighty thin stew. So that gum thin, you could pretty near read a magazine through it. If it had been just a little bit thinner, I've always believed that stew had been just a little bit thinner, some of our senators could have seen through it.
And this brings us to Do Re Mi. Do Re Mi deals with the experiences and reception of Dust Bowl migrants when they arrive in California. It takes the form of a warning to would-be migrants to stay where they are. It actually mentions places of origin like Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. The song details that there's not enough money or work available to make the hardships and expense of the trip worthwhile. This is the theme of John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath, where the Joad family make a dangerous, expensive trip from their home in Oklahoma to California. Along the way, at a roadside rest stop, they encounter a fellow Dust Bowl migrant who tells them to turn back. With the cautionary tale in the song, and he cites his own loss and misfortune as a warning to others to avoid the same fate. And you remember in the book that the Joads did continue on, arrived in California, penniless, and buried the two oldest members of the family. And it's there that they find there's indeed not enough work or pay to make ends meet.
Lots of folks back east, they say's leaving home every day, beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. You want to buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea, Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day. But the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the dough, ray me, boys. You ain't got the dough, ray me. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
You're listening to Left After Breakfast here on 3CR, and in my series of Revolutionary Rhythms and Songs of Solidarity, we're listening today to Woody Guthrie. It's a shame that so many people don't know Woody Guthrie. His songs are actually history. And here's a dreadful piece of history from Ludlow. A mass killing perpetrated by anti-striker militia during the Colorado Coalfield War. It's called the Colorado Coalfield War. It is. And soldiers from the Colorado National Guard and private guards employed by Colorado Fuel and Iron Company, they attacked a tent colony of roughly 1,200 striking coal miners and their families. The strike was organized by miners working for the Rocky Mountain Fuel Company and Victor American Fuel Company. Ludlow was the deadliest single incident during the Colorado Coalfield War and spurred a 10-day period of heightened violence. 199 people were killed during this strike, and it's been described as the deadliest strike in the history of the United States. Howard Zinn describes it as the culminating act of the most violent struggle between corporate power and laboring men in American history.
It was early springtime and the strike was on. It drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding the railroad bridge. Every once in a while a bullet would fly, kick up gravel under my feet. We were so afraid you'd kill our children, dug us a cave that's 7 foot deep, carried our young ones and a pregnant woman down inside the cave to sleep. That very night you soldiers waited till all us miners was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town, soaked our tents with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the triggers of your Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but a firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. I never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day, when we stood around to preach their funeral and to lay the corpse of the dead away. We told the Colorado governor to phone the president, tell him call off his National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor, so he didn't try dress so very hard. Our women from Trinidad, they haul some potatoes up to Wallensburg in a little cart. They sold their potatoes and brought some guns back, and they put a gun in every hand. The state soldiers jumped us in the wire fence corners, did not know that we had these guns. And the redneck miners mowed down them troopers. You should have seen them poor boys run. We took some cement and walled the cave up, where you killed these 13 children inside. I said, God bless the mine workers union. Then I hung my head and cried.
God bless the Mine Workers Union. Yeah. Woody Guthrie was a hobo. A hobo in USA means an itinerant worker, a migrant worker, someone who travels to find a job, a bit like the fruit pickers we have here in Victoria, I suppose. To get around from place to place looking for a job meant a train to travel from state to state across the country. The railways, of course, were privately owned. So men were employed on those railways to forcibly eject anyone trying to get a free ride. They did some hard travelling back then. Hard travelling.
Some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding them fast rattlers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding them flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, blind passengers, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been a-hitting some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. I've been leaning on a pressure drill way down the road. Hammer flying, air hose sucking, 6 foot of mud and a show been a-mucking. And I've been a-having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been a-hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting out wheat and stacking out hay and trying to make about a dollar a day. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you knowed. I've been pouring red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, and I've been pouring red hot iron. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been laying in a hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. An old judge has said to me it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you knowed. I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. Heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. And I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord.
The law is part of our everyday lives, including when we buy something, use a service, have a job, or rent a house. The law can be used to help protect and support families when there is violence in the home or disputes over parenting arrangements. Sometimes we might need to understand the law to navigate specific government systems like Centrelink, getting a residency visa, or if we come into contact with the police. Community legal centres provide free, quality legal advice and assistance to help people with everyday legal problems. We focus on working with people who are experiencing disadvantage, such as financial hardship, family violence, homelessness, and discrimination. Community legal centres are independent, non-government organisations and can be found across Victoria and Australia. If you're experiencing a legal problem, your local community legal centre may be able to help. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres Victoria at www.fclc.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Woody Zeddy wrote, "This land is your land," because he was really sick of hearing "God Bless America."
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.